Hello, we're back. The second voice we call the voice of the worrier. Now, this one here, you know, for me, this one is more insidious and, you know, I'll say even more dangerous, to use that word, I guess, than the accuser that we just talked about, right? You know, you would think that, boy, the accuser is just kind of this evil person, right? Kind of saying this voice, right? But I find often the voice of the worrier is the one that slows us down and derails us by far the most. Now, I find one of the reasons the voice of the worrier is so insidious is, unlike the voice of the accuser, which is in your face, you know it's there, the voice of the worrier doesn't do that. You see, the voice of the worrier starts way, way, way off in the background. And it doesn't shout. It whispers. And it's psst, 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 psst. It's just way, you don't even notice it. And that's the thing, you see. By the time you actually notice the voice, it's got a lot of momentum behind it because it's been there for quite a period of time, right? And it's building and it's building. It's getting closer and closer and building momentum and building momentum and building momentum. And then it's like, before you know it, you know, like the accuser is kind of coming at you and in your face. The worrier almost envelops you in this blanket of ickiness. That's a spiritual term, you know, and it really, the accuser really just feel like somebody externally coming at you. The worrier, it really just kind of envelops you in this stuff, right? And the voice of the worrier almost invariably starts their sentences in a couple of ways. See, they're the ones, and this is how this is a handy way of identifying them when you notice they're there. You see, that's why to really be able to pick them up as soon as you can is so valuable. Is they're the ones that seem to always start their sentences with "what if," right? So it's, oh, what if, and then they usually complete it or finish the sentence with something bad's going to happen, right? You see, what they do is they don't go, well, you know, what if this works out even better than you thought? That's not them, right? They're the ones that go, what if, fill in the blanks, then fill in the blanks for something bad's going to happen, right? You see, they're the ones that, if it's a health and fitness goal, they're the ones that, oh, you know, but what if it doesn't work out, or it's the winter time? So what if the weather gets bad and then you can't go to the gym and then that will break your routine, and then that's what's going to happen. And then that happens, you know, you're going to kind of fall off the wagon again. And oh my God, then that's going to happen, and all this stuff. And you're going to waste your money because you got this relationship, because you bought this, you know, this gym membership and all this kind of stuff. Oh, it's going to be worse. And that's what they do, isn't it? Right. They kind of start off slow, but they build up this head of steam, and before you know it, it's like the end result, it seems like every one of their conversation is, you're gonna die, right? It doesn't matter, you know, the financial, right? You know, and they'll say, oh, but what if the economy goes down, or what if the car breaks down, or what if this and that, and then if that happens, then you won't be able to save, and then even the savings that you had, you'll have to get rid of them, and then you're gonna lose that, then oh my God, and what if your job, oh, maybe you lose your job, or what if it's business, what if nobody comes in, and oh my God, you're all gonna die, right? Right, that's what they do, right? Right? And I tell you, it's really, it's because they envelop you, right? It's so easy, I find, to get caught up in that momentum, and it's like a downward spiral, you know? And then, of course, they'll often bring in memories, to just like the accuser, to kind of validate their claims as well. So here's the action plan for the voice of the worrier. So for me, I kind of referred to it briefly just a little while ago. For me, what's so important is that you practice identifying it as soon as possible, right? So remember how I said they sort of start off as this murmuring in the distance, right? And I find the sooner we can identify that voice, the easier it is to derail it, if you will, because it hasn't had a chance to pick up a lot of that momentum. Right? So for me, that's the first thing. Then, of course, the second step, just like with the accuser, is resist the urge to react. You see, often what happens is with the worrier, the theme of their arguments is probably one you've heard before, maybe a few different cosmetic changes, but the themes will often stay the same. And so it's really easy to react. And when we react, what we're essentially doing is we're taking an action that we took in the past, or actions, and we're reenacting them in the present moment, right? And so, again, pause, right? Pause. Do not react. Do not give them your attention. Do not give them your power, right? When you focus on them. Again, whether you're agreeing and arguing, right? If you give them a focus, they've won. The second step is, and this is one that I find quite interesting, and it may take a little bit of practice. What I will often do is, after I've done that, right? Stop, pause, don't react. Then what I'll often do is I will say to them, I will speak to them, because they really do seem like another person. It's our voices, but it does seem like it's somebody outside of ourselves talking to us. I'll often say, all right, let's hear what you got to say. Because here's what I find. I find where the voice of the warrior gets its power is in the momentum that's built up. It doesn't have a lot to substantiate that, right? You see, and it's counting on you essentially being afraid of it, if you will. Or, oh my God, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about it, right? Because then it can build and build and build this momentum. What I've found is, if you just stop, like pause, as I said, and then just turn and look right at it, I find their logic, their argument, often dissipates very, very quickly. Because I tell you, the voice of these warriors, and it's often not just one, it feels like it's many, right? They can spin these just amazing stories and fabrications that have, you know, the chances of it even remotely being true are just minuscule. But you see, it doesn't matter as long as we're buying into their strategy, right? But I found if you stop and just look at it, first of all, often their arguments just kind of fall apart. And it's like you go, okay, like there's not a chance, that even a remote chance, that that could actually happen. You know, I find so often the stories they spin have no basis at all. And where they get their power from is us trying to run from them or cower in front of them and not stand up and just basically turn and face them, right? So, you know, for me, you pause, right? And then that's so important, right? And then turn and just face them head on. Don't argue with them, just basically turn and look at them. And I find when you turn and look at them, very often, like a cloud of vapor, it just dissipates, you know. The other strategy that I will sometimes do, depending, right, is I'll often call their bluff. So they will say, let's say it's a financial desire that you're working towards, and you're making a little progress, and then they go, the utility bill or something like that. Oh, utility bill is due, and oh my goodness, utility bill is due, and this was a cold month, so I bet you anything, you know, the heat and all that kind of stuff, you probably used a lot more of it than you thought, and the bill's going to be so big, and oh my goodness, what are you going to do? And then here, you've been working so hard, and we've been, you know, and I got this bill, and then it's going to take away from your savings, and it's going to start a whole cascading up. Remember, they speed up, right? And so sometimes I'm not saying every case, but sometimes what I'll do is I'll say, you call their bluff, right? You say, okay, let's go find out. And you walk over to that mailbox and you open that, you know, the compartment, if you will, and you pull the bill out, you open the bill, right? Because where they get their power from is you cower, if you will, in front of them. You don't confront them, right? And I find when you do that, boy, I tell you, they get, and they open the bill and it's, yeah, you know, it is just what you thought it would be. Or maybe it's a little bit more, but not much. And then, I mean, they're gone because they got nothing, right? See, their power comes in you hiding or cowering from them, right? And then, of course, you refocus on the direction you want to go, right? So the voice of the warrior, the best offense, if you will, is a good defense. And by that, I mean, recognize them as early as possible, right? The second was do not react, right? Always don't react. Just pause, stop, pause, right? The second one is turn and confront them. Not argue with them, but basically turn and just look at them, right? As I said, kind of that other step, I'm not saying you do it in every case, but, you know, maybe call their bluff, right? And then, of course, the most important thing is you refocus back on the direction that you want to go, right? Always refocus back. Excellent. See you in the next one for the third voice.